This audio is complete fiction and made for fantasy. Nothing in this audio is intended as instruction or based in the real world. It is made for adult entertainment and made by an adult for adults. The creator of this audio does not condone these kinds of activities in the real world. This is all just fantasy, so enjoy. Hi, I'm a single mother, and I am one of the leaders in an underground satanic cult. How I got here doesn't really matter, but what matters is how full and happy I am. All thanks to my religion and worship of the Dark Lord Satan. My son, he has been nourished with the ways of my beliefs since he was in my stomach. I would meditate and sink myself deep into my connection with the Dark Lord, begging Satan to fill my womb with his presence. I also had every male member of my cult fuck me throughout my whole pregnancy. And not softly, I mean very rough fucking, because we believe that the more semen that was pushed inside of my pregnant cunt would soak into my womb in some way, fostering a life of sin. I would have multiple gangbangs while I was pregnant, just fucked by so many men, so many random men, with my child gestating inside of my body, hopefully hearing and feeling the sin of his mother's gangbangs. And whenever my boy was born, we performed satanic rituals on my sweet little newborn. I wanted my son to be a child of Satan, and he was. I sexually molested him throughout his whole childhood, and lending his innocent soft body to other pedophiles. I filmed some of our acts together in the name of Satan, feeding the depths of child porn. I also, when he was a baby, I still continued having gangbangs with him right in the room. I mean, sometimes I would hold him and breastfeed him while I was being railed by multiple men groping his little body just for the sin of it. There were many times where he would get covered with all of our sex messes. And I wanted it soaking in his young little skin. I wanted him drenched in sin, and he was. There were many times that he fell asleep in my arms while I was bent over with him, you know, cradled in my arms, just falling asleep to the rhythm of me getting railed and fucked hard by random men. But when he was old enough to comprehend things, like around 4 years old, I fed him child porn every day. Instead of putting him in front of the TV, watching those dumb preschool shows, my son was watching child porn, watching various children get molested and raped by pedophiles. Instead of teaching him the dumb little fables that are inside that book called the Bible, I was teaching him the true ways of the world. His religion was, part of it, was child porn, pedophilia, sins. He learned at this age as well that God and Jesus and Christians were all bullshit. They were just made up book characters and anyone that loved God or loved Jesus or even believed in God and Jesus were just simply evil and dumb. But it was adorable. It was adorable watching a four-year-old just completely in awe at child porn on the screen. I even taught him how to masturbate at that age, showing him how he can make his little pee-pee hard and how it really feels good watching the child porn. But I knew that once he reached his teenage years, he would be ready to join our cult. And new members must perform a ritualistic act that is quite challenging to most. So it was important to me to train him at such an early age. I drenched him in child rape porn daily, normalizing child sex and pedophilia. And starting in elementary school, I encouraged him to invite little girls over for playdates. And I would teach him how to rape these little girls. He became a voracious pedophile at such a young age. And whenever he got into middle school, I would snatch up little girls that no one really cared about for him, my son, to molest and rape them. And these girls were much younger than him. And I started grooming him for younger and younger. By seventh grade, he had raped a toddler. I mean, he just fell into his true purpose beautifully. Instead of sneaking porn through his teen years, he came to me for libraries of child porn. My son spent most of his evenings jerking off to child porn. It was normalized, and he was already in such a deep state of worship to Satan. I was so proud. And we definitely, the two of us, conducted many acts of forbidden incest sex in the name of Satan. Almost every night while child porn played in the background, Satan was living inside of him, and his hunger for child rape increased every day. When he would have incest sex with me, I'd tell him to describe the things that he wanted to do to little girls. I would breed and foster his desire and rage to rape. I mean, it got so bad that I think it was about, you know, in middle school, maybe high school, he started snatching girls off the playground and raping them in the woods, sending me videos and pictures to prove his devotion. And because he was still underage, he even spent nights streaming himself on the dark web, jerking off to child porn, feeding the cycle of pedophilia. I had successfully corrupted my son, and I was so proud of him. His natural instincts to sin were fully heightened and fostered. I knew that he was ready for his final test, to join our satanic cult and be bound to Satan the rest of his life. All right, sweetie, this is it. Oh my God, this is the day your life begins as a child of Satan. I mean, I've been training and grooming you for this exact day since, I mean, goodness, since you were inside my own body. And you are ready, son. I know you are. I'll be there every step of the way, supporting and guiding you, okay? Good. All right, pull this hood over your head. There you go. Oh, son, you look so good in this robe. Okay, follow me downstairs to the underground temple and don't be scared. Mama's got you, okay? Hold my hand. Okay, stand right here, son. Right there. Good. Please take your mark around the altar. Our ceremony will begin now. In the name of He who has the most power. In the name of He who is most wise. In the name of our dark Lord, Lucifer Satan. I welcome all to this unholy altar. In this circle of sin, we worship the most generous and pleasurable of all. We worship Satan. Dear Lord, hear us. Satan, bind us to your will. Make us like you in thought and deed. Dark Lord, bind us. Today we approach you with a great sacrifice, a ritual that only happens once a year on Midsummer's Eve. Today is when we initiate and confirm into our darkness our new disciple of sin. The fruit of my own womb, my son. Dear brothers and sisters of Satan, my son has been groomed and trained in our dark Lord's ways. As a bride of Satan, I have guided my son to our dark Lord's ways, nourishing his mind and need for the dark and perverse through pedophilia, forbidden incest, and child porn. Breeding his desires for darker and younger. My virile son has tortured and raped innocent children I have gifted him in the name of Satan and have proven himself worthy of Satan's true path. As we all do, he wishes to become worthy of Satan. And to become worthy of Satan, we must worship Satan. To fully worship Satan, we must become like Satan. And to act and become Satan, we must sin. To sin, we must corrupt and destroy something innocent and good. So it shall be. So shall we become bound in sin, and so shall this new disciple, my son, promise. Bring in the vessel of innocent life. Bring in the mother. Our dark sister and the dark Lord has bred innocence for this day, and we thank her for this sacrifice. The sacrifice to worship Satan. In Satan's name, we bind the mother to your unholy tabernacle. Unholy cleric, I command you in Satan's name to expose the motherly womb. And now, take the ritual dagger, and in Satan's name, I command you to cut out the sacrifice. Blood spilled in the name of Satan, cut from the womb before birth. This baby is a symbol of all that is good and pure, an untouched, innocent life sacrificed to our dark Lord. Your mother and Satan is so proud of you, son. This is your moment, your rebirth. Bring out your cock out of your robe. Good. Let your mother prepare your cock for this rape, the youngest and freshest of holes you're about to penetrate and rape, all in the name of Satan. You have prepared your whole life for this, son. Your mother feeding you younger and younger holes to rape in our home. This is the pinnacle, my son. Do you feel it in your cock? Do you feel Satan moving and living inside of your cock that's in your mother's hands? It is time, son.
Transfer the placenta to the unholy chalice and bring the newborn sacrifice to the altar. Brothers and sisters in Satan, we bind ourselves in sin around this sacrifice. We worship together in Satan's name while our new member rapes and sacrifices this pure life. Young disciple for Satan, with your cock and in the dark Lord's name, rape this newborn baby in front of our unholy union. Your new brothers and sisters of Satan, defile its purity and innocence with your cock now. Fuck this newborn to death for Satan, the purest of sacrifices to our dark Lord. It, son. That's it. Grab the slippery birth baby girl and violate her body with your murderous cock. Your cock is large and long as her body. This is all for Satan. Fuck God and fuck Jesus. Your Lord is Satan now, and Satan wants you to rape this tiny little newborn pussy. Harder, son. Harder. Let the pedophile rage fuel you. Let the sin and evil live inside of your cock. Force it deeper into her tiny little body. Push it deeper into her body. Every thrust destroying the purity. Every thrust worshiping Satan. And every thrust pleasing your mother. You are now a brother through Satan. A newborn baby rapist. The worst kind of pedophile rapist. The most pleasurable and evil fucking you'll ever experience. Raping a tiny little pussy fresh from the womb in the name of Satan. Oh, good job, my son. Oh, the child is dead. The innocence is destroyed. The pure has been corrupted. We are bound together in sin, brothers and sisters. And our true sacrifice is not complete until this baby is filled with the semen of our new brother. My son, keep praising Satan. Worship Satan through this sacrificial rape and corruption. Breathe in the virginal infant blood in the air and know that Satan is pleased with our worship. Raping freshly dead little pussies is your life now, son. Satan requires it, and your cock needs it. Harder, son. Use this newborn like a fleshlight now and impale her harder with your cock. Do it for your mother, a bride of Satan, and for your new dark lord, Satan. This sacrifice is not complete until your unholy semen is stuffed, flooded inside of this corpse, gifted and drenched in your cum. And don't forget what we practice. Whenever you explode in this newborn flesh, you call out, "Hail Satan." And you worship Satan in pedophilia and rape. Just as you have been fed child porn since you were a toddler, you are now sinning for Satan. Our sins and deeds given to the innocent are served to him, our dark Lord. This is just the beginning, son. You will be filled with even more of the darkness and the pedophilia that Satan gives you. And just as I have, you will eventually create your own offspring in the name of Satan, grooming and corrupting them for him. Squeeze this new rape meat harder and impale her harder. Now, sin for Satan, son. fill this newborn with cum, using her virginal blood as fuel to rape harder. This newborn infant was bred for your cock, so use her properly. Destroy her innocence even more. Flood her son. Dump her abused little newborn pussy with cum. Come now. Let Satan hear it, brothers and sisters. Hail Satan. Hail Satan. Our new brother in Satan has filled our sacrifice with his semen in the name of Satan. In Satan's name we praise thee. Our sacrifice raped to death for the one true dark Lord. Even now, one of us, son. Rise, my son, rise. With the virginal blood of the infant still on your sword, rise and become a full member of our movement. All present, leave and proceed in sin. Hail Satan.
Hail Satan. Hail Satan. Hail Satan.